brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, you look into Pootie Poot's eyes, what do you see? Do you see a soul? But George Bush said he saw his soul. I wanted to suck it out of him. Give it to a skull and bones mate, John Kerry or something. I don't know. NoMoreFakeNews.com. We carry all his great stuff at InfoWars.com. He's got an article out called Top 9 Reasons to Go to War with Syria. I'm going to cover it in the next segment with John Rappaport. And we're going to continue with your calls and overdrive until we're done, at least to the top five or six, like Charlie, Antonio, and Vince, and Eddie. Is there a reason Antonio is on my board twice? The same guy calling on two lines? I've never seen that before. Let's go to Charlie in California. You're on the air with John Rappaport. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just want to thank both of you guys for all the hard work you guys are doing. And mainly what I wanted to say was a message to the American public. I believe today is that we're in a bunch of trouble, and you speak about it so truthfully every day, and I appreciate it. But the American people have to get involved today. Like, I always give the analogy is most people are in the living room watching TV, and they're entertained, and I understand that. We've lived that life for quite a while, and look where it's got us at.
They
got
to get out of the spectator mode.
Yeah, so then there's people in the kitchen. Those are the people that watch InfoWars. Those are the people that are informed, and they're just having a conversation with one another. As they keep talking about it, but there's no action behind their argument. See, the people that are going to make the change, the people that are going to make a difference, are the ones that know the information, but actually go now and wake up the rest of the
people.
Ooh, that's
a great analogy. Why does everybody always hang out in the kitchen? I know I always do that, too. So we moved out of a larger house into a lot smaller house because I'm like, well, we don't need a big house. We live in the bedroom and the kitchen. And build a whole house where it's just a kitchen, I guess, and the bed comes down on the wall. But no, but that's true. You got the spectators that just watch TV all day and just think it's all entertainment. And you got those of us that actually live in the kitchen and we're talking about reality here. That's a great analogy. Great, great point, Charlie. Comments on that, John Rappaport.
Yeah, the kitchen is a place where people actually sit down and talk and do a little thinking and get away from their crazy television sets. But even on the television now, you can see some voices speaking out and saying, this is insane, this is completely crazy. And they're trying to cut them off, and they're trying to say, oh, satellite connection went out on Ron Paul and CNN, and so we got to listen to Chris Matthews talk about how wonderful Obama is. But they're all so transparent that it's rebounding against them. It's just preposterous. It's like zombies talking about how war is necessary.
It's like zombies trying to run the Philharmonic Orchestra. What do you call that when the propaganda starts feeding back and not working anymore in history? Because, I mean, I think it's a tipping point.
Yeah, it is definitely a tipping point. I mean, they used to call it blowback in intelligence agency parlance, and I just think it's the end of the imperial empire. I mean, when you try to go out, and you're right, the globalists are controlling the government ultimately. When you try to go out and just decimate populations and throw them into chaos and then move in with the banksters and take over and refinance the whole thing. And
that's all, bad mojo.
You just can't keep on doing that without getting people waking up. I mean, at a certain point, and we're at that point now, people from all sides of the political spectrum are saying, hey, wait a minute, this is insane. This has nothing to do with partisanship. It just has to do with, somebody wants to kill people. That's what they want to do. They think war is the highest human activity possible, and they want to pursue it. That's what it's all about. And we got to stop it.
And you know, it is one of the highest human things if it's you fighting for your tribe against an invading group where it's there and that. But with the globalists, it's all about picking on little countries and tearing them apart and blowing up every church. Let me ask this when we come back. So remember this question. We'll go more calls. Why do they hate Christians? I don't mean the glitterbug Hagee types, you know, that buy into pro-government stuff. But why do the globalists want to destroy old Christian civilization around the world? If it's whether it's Orthodox, Protestant, Catholic, it doesn't matter. Why? why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Watching Senator Corker in the Senate hearing where they're trying to get this war authorization going to expand the illegal covert war of the last 2.5 years using al-Qaeda jihadi scumbags against the sovereign nation of Syria. And even Corker was saying, man, this thing is for like all-out war in the whole region. I mean, I'm going to support a war in Syria. I'm a good patriot. But this thing gives Obama the authorization to attack anywhere basically in the world. Well, that's what one of the top lawyers that worked for Bush said yesterday. We had an article about that on InfoWars.com, that it was written for that. And I went and read it. It was clearly written that way. So they're doing amendments to strip that out now. But it just shows how when Kerry was asked yesterday by Senator Mendez, he was asked, you're not going to have boots on the ground, right? And he said, well, we might actually need boots on the ground. So we're going to get to that clip coming up in a few minutes. But to answer the question I posed before the break with John Rappaport, a political analyst, why do they love, at least from my perspective, to hunt down villages of Christians in Africa, Asia, Middle East, Latin America, you name it, the UN, the globalist, they love to kill Christians. Why is that from your deep research, or do you disagree with that statement, John Rappaport?
No, I don't disagree, and I think the reason is simple and clear, and it applies to other religions as well. If you believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it comes from a power higher than the government, then you're an enemy of the government, because they are saying, we gave you freedom. That's where it comes from, and therefore we can take it away. And these people are saying, just a minute, hold on, that's not the way we think, that's not what we believe, and we'll go to the wall with our belief that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness come from some higher power than the government. And that's it, period. End of story. That cannot be, countenanced by the globalists, because they have to destroy that, because they want a planet where everybody is brainwashed and hypnotized into believing that whatever they get, whatever's given to them, whatever freedom they have or don't have, it's all a function of the ruling class, and they can take it away anytime they want to. They can dole it out in small dribbles. They can just absolutely remove it, send you to prison, because government is the highest authority. And anybody who challenges that is right on their target list.
And by the way, John Rappaport, I didn't talk to you before the show today. I didn't talk to you in that last break. I asked you that question to see what you would say, and you gave, from my perspective, the absolute perfect answer of hundreds. Here is the current issue of InfoWars magazine for September 2013, and it's Obama as the Christ, and it says, thou shalt not have any gods above the state. And that's it. These people with Google and the AI, they say they're going to become God, Ray Kurzweil and others. They are God in their eyes, and they're a jealous God, and we shall have no gods above them. And people understand the psychology. They want to kill because that's the ultimate expression of playing God. They don't want to go take a walk in the beautiful woods or go fishing or hang out with their grandchildren. They want to murder people. And they get off on chopping children's heads off. It turned out Congress, it came out 6-7 years ago when the torture news came out, many members of Congress for hours would go into classified briefing areas to watch the people being tortured, including children. And they would come out very invigorated and very excited. And so that's what this is all about. I mean, this is Hellraiser stuff. And you ask, why do they like to do this? Because it's who they are. And they're not just a god in their views. They're a god of death. They're a god of pain. They're a god of destruction. They're a god of starvation. What's in Spanish? Who's the female Grim Reaper they worship down in Mexico? It's now bigger than Mary. They call her the skinny one.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say that in Spanish?
I don't know. But I understand what you're talking about. That's, you know, it's like saying, I have ultimate power. What is ultimate power? Power over life and death. That's my power. So you, who don't have the power, you're going to fall into line with whatever I give you or take away from you. And to prove what I can do, I'm going to kill you. There's the proof. There's the proof. And they prove, so they're essentially proving it to themselves. They're saying, okay, I can kill people. And therefore, that proves to me that I have ultimate power, because when I do that, nothing happens to me. See, I'm still here. And that's where they take, you know, this is like, where do you find power? Where do you find energy? Where do you find faith? Where do you find life? And most people find it in many other places, but certainly not in that place. But death is where these guys find it. That's where they get it from. That's,
well, you know, I don't want to kill anybody, but I tell you, my gut tells me it'd be good if these people weren't on the planet. It's Santa Muerte.
Oh, yeah.
Muerte. Yeah, we'll put up the little Grim Reaper that's so popular in Mexico now and worshipped by the cartels. Well, one cartel, one big group worships the male Grim Reaper, but the female Grim Reaper, she's even more popular. And people have given up on Christ down there. They've decided that the God of death is going to deliver everything to them. And I guess that's where the whole world's going. And of course, since they've been worshiping that particular deity, things have just gotten worse. And even if you don't believe in God or spiritual stuff, folks, what you focus on and what you believe and take for yourself as a template begins to manifest in the world. John Rappaport, do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely, because then you live your life on that basis, and so that's what you produce, and that's what comes into being, no question about it, and especially over time, and especially when you've got these globalists who have been working on this plan of theirs for, you know, more than a century. I mean, they're essentially working to manifest their ultimate power over life and death. That's what it's all about. They feel they're entitled to it, and they're going to take it, and they do take it. And that's, you know, that's what they're playing. That's how they're doing it. And what's happening right now is in this Syrian episode, we're seeing it playing out. I mean, because they're essentially being very naked about the whole thing. We have the power. We can authorize it. Even if you guys don't authorize it, I can do it anyway, and I will, and that's the end of the story. I have power over life and death. I'll kill babies. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to send an email or a telegram or a message to Assad or whoever it is or to Al-Qaeda saying, stop it, I'm going to kill people. Well, then everybody backs up and says, wait a minute, that doesn't even make sense. You're going to kill people that have nothing to do with this fiction that you've invented in the first place about chemical weapons, and then you're going to say that's payback for what you did? You know, I mean, that's a complete sociopath. That's somebody who's a total psychotic. And by the way, you've got another article up, about 20% of the population are now on psychoactive drugs. So there you go with part of the explanation, I'm sure, as to why many of these people that we're looking at in the government who look like zombies are acting the way they're acting.
Oh, yeah. They admit in the New Yorker magazine that 20% of the public is now on psychotropics. And they admit that the study shows it's that people don't have enough of the chemicals in their body, like serotonin, and that they could just give them that and it's better. I can't believe there's an article in New Yorker magazine that's somewhat critical of psychotropics.
Yeah. And so how many people in the government does that include? What's John Kerry on? What's John McCain on? So that he can actually sit there in the middle of a debate and play poker on a little device held in his hand. I mean, the guy is totally wacko. If he's going to be bored, you'd think, okay, maybe he's reading a book or he's looking at news reports on his little device there. No. This guy is playing poker. And then, well, I was bored. And then he's the guy that says, we have to attack. Otherwise, we would be, quote, undermining the credibility of the United States of America and of the president. I mean, what drugs is he on? I've long written and said, we need an accounting of every public official and what medications they're on.
That's right. They're pushing for drug testing of the general public. How about they do monthly drug tests and then it be published?
You bet. Drug tests. Oh, you mean this guy's on Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac, and he's on sleeping pills, and then he's also doing some kind of Adderall for speed, and he's voting in Congress and making statements about going to war? Hold on a minute. You bet. Let's have monthly.
Yeah, you can take one look at McCain and his wife and all the rest of it. These are certifiable lunatics.
Total.
Let's go ahead and take some phone calls here with John Rappaport. Let's go to Nick in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding, Nick. You're on the air.
Yes. I was in the Army for 6 years. I was in Buka, Iraq with 10,000 detainees when I was there, so I know how FEMA camps run. I was in Afghanistan and Camp Marmal, that place where the SEAL team came out and killed Osama. I was there when that happened, but we never really saw them. But I just want to say something to all the veterans of active duty out there. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to tell all them, the caller earlier mentioned that a lot of them are scared. A lot of them are scared to come out and say something. And I just want to tell them all, you know, you don't have to worry about your reputation. You don't have to worry about being labeled as a crazy person, because now it's serious. This is dangerous stuff. We're talking about World War III. Nothing will matter after that, your reputation, being labeled as a crazy. None of that will matter. Our kids and our future is at stake here.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've even got Rush Limbaugh going public and Matt Drudge and all these people saying, you know, clearly we're fighting for Al-Qaeda and false flag and Pat Buchanan and all this. I mean, it's time. It's time to call it for what it is.
Not
And I'm reading, you know, you've got Oliver Stone up there saying the same thing. So it isn't just on the political right. You've got people on all sides. You've got, I was just reading an article from, I think it was Truth Out, about various polls and so forth. I mean, the American people are, you know, are completely realizing what's going on here. They're even now saying that the same CIA section, WinCap, that twisted the evidence on WMDs in 2002 that led to the Iraqi war, they're the same section now responsible for evaluating the so-called evidence that Assad was using chemical weapons. It's a total farce.
Absolutely. I want to give Nick some more info. Start getting tired for 3 hours on air and start reading stuff wrong. We're going to go to Nick, back to Nick in a minute, but I wanted to show people this article since you mentioned that. German intelligence claims evidence Assad responsible for chemical attack. They're taking the same Israeli intercepts that could be anybody talking on the phone, reportedly with a member of Hezbollah talking to somebody in the government, saying Assad accidentally ordered the attack, and then showing no proof. And it was the Germans last time that helped put out fake intelligence on Iraq and stuff. So absolutely disgusting that Germany's acting like they won't be part of the strike, but they're there trying to get it going. And then what do you make of the French being such big cheerleaders, the French government? I mean, I guess Hollande wants a diversion.
Yeah, I guess they do, or they want some favors from America. I mean, they're sort of standing on the fence about the whole thing. So maybe there's money passing.
Why do you think the British Parliament for the first time in 200-plus years voted it down?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's enough people now, even in government, that are so sick and tired of this whole thing. And they know what the blowback is going to be. They understand now. They realize that the public is rising up and that the alternative media is exposing the truth, and they don't want to have to pay the price for that when it comes time to pay.
Yeah, I think it's even more than that. I mean, I agree with you, but it's more than that. A lot of these people in government are not even evil. They've been compartmentalized, and they've kind of sold out, but now they're finding out what they sold out to. They thought they just sold out to the establishment, and everything was just gone forever. They don't want to sell out to the Grim Reaper. They don't want to sell out to nuclear war. They don't want to sell out to bio war. They don't want to sell out to their grandkids all being 6 feet under.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And if there's one thing that the American people have to understand about this little episode here, it's what the dangers are that we talked about earlier. How all these other countries are going to want to get into the act, and anything could happen. Missiles fired from Syria to Israel. Israel responds with planes, bombs, missiles. Russia finally decides they have to get into the act. I mean, Saudi Arabia on and on, and of course the United States. This is just a complete, you know, World War III waiting to happen at any moment. And here, these zombies in Congress are arguing about whether or not the constitutional authority should be given to the president to launch a message, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, people have to realize this is way bigger than that.
Oh, yeah, I was watching the senators up there, including the chairman, and they're like, we need to send Assad a message for his chemical attack, which they have no proof.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a group known to lie about stuff, and Assad doesn't have the motive. I mean, I think that's really why people are waking up, is they're like, he's told they'll invade and attack if he uses chemical weapons, and then it happens. And then it's Al-Qaeda that we're fighting for. It's just amazing. Nick, as a veteran and talking to other folks you know, what's the sense of the military people you talk to about this?
Well, I got out about a year ago, but when I was in, you know, I was always ridiculed when I'd bring up articles that I'd bring up from InfoWars, and people would just kind of shove it off as, you know, whatever. But now they are totally proving themselves ignorant and stupid with all everything that come out each day. They're looking more and more stupid, and that's what's you mentioned earlier, that as long as we keep slamming people with stuff and letting them know that they're basically lying to us, we're eventually going to get through to everybody.
Absolutely, and I appreciate your call. You know, it was Mark Twain that said, "In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him." because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And we've hit the barbed wire, folks. I mean, I want to pat on the back all our listeners that have taken action and pat myself and the crew on the back just to say, hey, we're going in the right direction. And thank God that people have been out there to resist this and understand history, because if we don't know history, we repeat it, John.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can throw a little Thomas Paine in there, too. You know, these are the times of try men's soul. This is not some formal little debate happening in Congress right now. This is the exposure of an entire massive war machine operation controlled ultimately by the globalists. This is where they are going. They think they can get there and that they will be able to overcome any resistance. But
that's a good question. What is Saudi Arabia, Israel, the globalists, the Germans, the big banks, I mean, even when warmongering England gets on the bleachers, because they can look at the angles on this, and historically now we become the bad guy, we become the Hitler, we become the Napoleon. How do they think they're going to get away with this? Because, I mean, I guess they're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Why do they think they can just keep winning? I don't get it.
Well, I think because they believe that they put into place oppressive enough governments that can control their own population, and that people are so hypnotized and so put in a trance that they'll accept anything because they just want to survive. That's their calculation as far as I can see. They just think, okay, we control enough of the population, they're under our thumb, and therefore we can do anything, and it won't make any difference. But they're wrong. They're dead wrong.
Well said, John Rappaport. Absolutely well said. There's a lot of news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that's been breaking. One of them is Syria. Conservative icons put anti-war left to shame. Drudge, Buchanan, Rand Paul, Justin Amash highlight hypocrisy of Obama supporters. So does Ted Cruz. We need to get that out of the article. But it's so important that we get this article out to everybody and people retweet it from Real Alex Jones. Let's jam in a few final calls here. Antonio in New Jersey, thanks for holding her on the air with John Rappaport.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. The first time I listened to your show was quite interesting. It was on September 11th of 2001. And you had an interesting host on your show by the name of Lynn LaRouche. Hello?
Yeah, you're on air, brother.
Okay. Yes, and he was talking about how this was a false flag, an inside job. And, you know, at the time it wasn't clear. And when you said this to a lot of people, people would think, oh, you know, you're crazy conspiracy. But now it's all clear, all along what's been going on, is that you have an Anglo-Saudi alliance. These were just a small piece of it, not major. Took down our security on 9/11 and funded the whole operation to get us into this war in Iraq. Well, it is that same apparatus that President Obama has been protecting all along. In fact, it was Obama that didn't want the 9/11 Commission documents that exposed how Prince Bandar Ben Sultan, who's on the board.
Sure. He's the same guy that. He's the same guy just threatening last week the Russians with terror attacks with Al-Qaeda if they didn't do what they're told. No, I mean, I think that's the answer to all this, and I appreciate your call, sir, is that the globalists think they're going to nuclear blackmail the world and just basically get everybody to go along with them, set up the planetary government, turn off the resources, and then soft kill everybody, and we've got to stand against them. Because, it's, you know, if they were going to kill everybody to really save the Earth, in their view, that'd be bad enough. But these are psycho demons that just say they're going to kill everybody to save the Earth to their lower-level minions. That they want to kill everybody because they're a bunch of demon-possessed goblins from the 10th dimension. John Rappaport, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go out with Under My Thumb. That's what they think we are. I say we're not. Thank you so much, John Rappaport.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it very much.
All right, Lord willing, we'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Get the story about the missing nukes at Infowars.com. I'm not under John Kerry's thumb. I'm in God's heart, ladies and gentlemen. God is in my heart.
Once had me down under my thumb, the girl who
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is a quote. Obama says he didn't set a red line on Syria. That's the Weekly Standard with that quote. And then here's the original national security piece put out by the Washington Post. Obama issues Syria a red line warning on chemical weapons from the 21st day of August last year, over a year ago. Now, I know everybody knows that, but it just shows how they practice lying, knowing that you know they're lying, but just to try to break your will. Well, the difference is here, nobody's will's broken now. We know who you are. Remember Ronald Reagan criticizing the Soviet Union for its corruption, speaking out against them, talking about all the things they were involved in, how they were a corrupt elite, and how they collapsed. Now the world is pointing out that we have a bunch of corrupt scum here. That is what has happened, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody is seeing through what's going on. I have another article here where premiums are now set to raise 120%+ in the next year on Obamacare. It was 53% so far this year. Now it's going to be 120%+ by next year. And you're like, what's that to do with Syria? Ladies and gentlemen, Obamacare is written to bankrupt the country. Now, there it is. Report healthcare premiums to increase up to 125% in Wisconsin due to Obamacare. And it's similar numbers across the country. That's being reported by television, local news up there. That's what the government's telling them to get ready for. Oh, that's going to help poor people. Oh, raise even poor people's payroll tax. When he promised, I won't raise your payroll tax, not your income tax. In fact, I'm going to cut it. I never said there was a red line. And now he has seven major scandals going. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, NSA, persecution of the press, going after whistleblowers. The list goes on and on. Seven big scandals. And now they have the nerve in a whole bunch of news articles and video clips I have today to have Democratic congresswomen and others saying, only reason I'd vote to strike Syria, it would be loyalty to Obama. That's the District of Criminals non-voting delegate to Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, said. And then Chris Matthews, that 40-plus years in Washington, working for presidents, a scumbag race pimp, just absolute pile of steaming, inhuman trash, anti-American, anti-family, anti-gun. I mean, these are enemies. That isn't rhetoric. These are our enemies. These people are a criminal class. He comes out and says, we need to have this war to save Obama. They're so arrogant in their criminality. That's what criminals do. They always brag that they're saying this will haul Obama's bacon for their power. They admit it's all a big lie to divert everybody so Obama could start a war that might lead to World War III.
I think the Democrats are going to be forced to sacrifice men and women who really, really don't want to vote for this. And they're going to have to vote for it to save the president's hide. That's a very bad position to put your party.
And some will say, oh, no, he's being honest there. No, he's saying what's going on. He's all for it. And then you've got all the rest of these people saying, I'll do it for loyalty. Hey, why don't you take your kids outside then and blow their brains out? Chris Matthews and the District of Criminals congresswoman. I mean, I'm not saying literally do that. But you know what? I mean, if Obama said, march your kids outside, put a gun in their mouth, blow their brains all over the wall, would you do it? If Obama said, go jump off a cliff, would you do it? And let me tell you, all these Republicans are telling us, go jump off a cliff. I can't look at John McCain anymore. I mean, he's obviously completely mentally ill. John Kerry, these are flaming nutcases. And remember, what do you expect, folks? It's Skull and Bones. ABC News got video of it that confirms what Charlotte Iserby leaked to Anthony Sutton, the congressional expert, congressional hearings. And Shelley revealed that a few years ago to us. And we went to her home and she showed us the Skull and Bones memorabilia. Her father and grandfather were members of Skull and Bones, an elite family. And she leaked to Anthony Sutton what goes on in Skull and Bones that confirmed the break-in from over 100 years ago, what it confirmed. Do you know what goes on at Skull and Bones? Well, I have a family audience, so I can't say it. They have sexual rituals, some of the most ancient Egyptian rituals, where they believe they are possessed by entities, basically space aliens. When you're looking, I don't believe this. Let's be clear. When you look at John Kerry, though, and his tomb mate, George W. Bush, and the rest of them, these are people that had gay sex hundreds of times in coffins, begging for spiritual entities to possess them. And you know what? Put John Kerry on screen. You know what? Put the video from yesterday. That's the really crazy one. I mean, you know what? If that's a case for possession, folks, I believe it. I mean, Hollywood should want to hire him to play the next Silence of the Lambs because there's no actor that can look this whacked out crazy. I mean, take George W. Bush and all his weirdness. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these are people that get in coffins hundreds of times and giant pits of feces and have sex with each other. And people go, oh, well, that's just fraternity fun. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what it is. And by the way, a lot of people that get tapped for it won't be part of all that. That's the higher level initiates. John Kerry, ladies and gentlemen, is a member of a satanic death cult. And no wonder he wants to start World War III. I mean, what do you call it psychologically? I mean, if you don't believe in these entities like they do, okay, it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter. They believe entities possess them in pits of feces. I mean, we have a Secretary of State who has asked entities to enter his body while having sex in large vats of feces with men peeing on him. I mean, they even made a movie, The Good Shepherd, about this. Robert De Niro produced it, and it was hailed as historically accurate, with men peeing on each other. I mean, I'm sorry, we have family audiences, but that's what they're doing. And how much more will we put up with these people? It is chapter 322, officially, of the Illuminati, ladies and gentlemen. Founded by the Illuminati in 1832, on record. People make fun of me saying, oh, German death cults run the world. No, they're a big part of it, though. Doesn't even mean they're German. It means they've adopted a German death cult's activity that's really Egyptian, which was the dark black magic elements of the priesthood in Egypt. These people follow a 4,000-year-old Egyptian death cult. Okay? That's who's running things, wallowing in feces. That's what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. A Secretary of State that has had sex in giant vats of feces. And I dare the media to attack me on this because that's exactly who they are. Go ahead, make fun of me because it's all on record. And it's all come out. And go ahead and try to make me look crazy talking about that. I don't care. You're the ones that are crazy following these people. The only video they have of Skull and Bones is in the courtyard screaming, death, devil equals death. Oh, hell, I love you, devil. They have people that dress up in skull masks with crowns on, and then you worship the devil. And then the person playing the part of the devil who believes they've been possessed by the devil sits there and watches while man after man has sex with you. I mean, that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. You want the truth? Can you handle the truth? That's the big question here, ladies and gentlemen. These people are monsters. And that's what hit me last night was I have been holding back. I know they're monsters. Why does Kerry look so weird? Why does he act so weird? Why do they lie? Why can't they help not lying? Why was Kerry about to collapse over and over again watching the testimony? Go back and review it from yesterday's testimony of the Senate. He's in the House today. He would have to, when they were talking, have to lean his head down and like put his hands on the table and just... Because, I mean, folks, he's been possessed by this stuff so long, like Aleister Crowley was. Can you imagine what it's like being under that? Thank God I'm among the living. Thank God I love life. Thank God I've got red blood and gusto and honor and courage and love of life and innocence. Man, it feels good to be on the side of good. I'd not want to be a part of evil. These servants are evil, are jokes. Let me tell you something. I said this to the crew earlier today, and they said, well, you got to say that on air, but it's true. Evil ain't cool, and evil ain't fun. And the path of evil lives in the heart of all of those that serve evil. And what was my full quote? You said it was a quick quote. You said we ought to make a liner out of it. Evil isn't good for you, bitches. I think that's what I said. I mean, it's just elementary to use a modern parlance. Excuse me, but I mean, that's what's going on here. This is not fun. You don't want to shine on to this. Beelzebub's here to destroy things. And again, even if you don't believe in it, our leaders are part of groups. It came out in mainstream news that Tony Blair, every morning, is possessed by the spirit of the light and falls down on the ground and flops around on the ground. That's mainstream British news. And his wife is an admitted witch who does rituals with him. And he spends most of his free time flying all around the world doing weird rituals. So did Francois Mitterrand. Look that up. the pyramid at the Louvre, the pink pyramid, the pink and gold pyramid, has 666 pieces of glass. And Mitterrand said the idea was beamed to him by Lucifer when he was on a sacred mountaintop. Well, let me tell you, what Lucifer's beaming to you isn't good, and I don't want to be run by Lucifer. Comprende? I don't want to work for El Diablo or the skinny one, the Grim Reaper, any of it. I choose God. I choose Jesus Christ. I choose life. I don't choose death. Those of you that worship at the dark altar of it. I know I'm preaching. Let me just go over the headlines and we'll go to more of these clips. Okay? We've got Ted Cruz, U.S. not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Cue that up. I want to play that in a moment. But before we go back to those clips, let me just give you some of the headlines here, ladies and gentlemen. Washington Times. Kerry holds objectors responsible for any future atrocities in Syria. When they started the whole thing and have been running the whole thing for 2.5 years, they're blaming it now on us. I mean, you got to love that. That's just too rich. But like if somebody ran their car into you running a red light and then got out and blamed you. McCain's playing poker during all this. It's a big joke to him. Just total mental patient. They asked him how many houses he owns. He didn't know. Nothing against owning things, but they don't even care. They don't even know. Democrat congresswoman, only reason I'd vote to strike Syria would be loyalty to Obama. Syrian conflict opposition leader, the real opposition, criticizes plans for U.S. intervention as satanic to destroy the country. Even the real opposition that's genteel and doesn't like Assad for good reasons, just like Syrian girl's family. The real opposition says this is pure evil. Don't do it. That's Huffington Post. Jerusalem Post. Russia suspends delivery of S-300 missile systems to Syria. Putin says if you can show evidence he used chemicals, he will agree to the strike and might even help. But instead, no Western media wants to talk to Vladimir Putin. By the way, Obama isn't trying to talk to the Russians. It's come out in the news, but I've been told by our Russian sources as well, high-level Russian media, high-level, that the Russian government is in bunkers, they're on nuclear alert, that's actually come out, and that they know about the Western elite, and they're actually freaked out, and that no one diplomatically will even talk to them now. You know, the diplomatic phones, all of it's dead. And nuclear weapons are being masked in the Middle East. Let's continue here. Rand Paul demands Obama adhere to Congress on Syria. Absolutely. Article by Paul Watson up on InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Also, Ron Paul gets cut off by CNN. We have that video up on InfoWars.com. Will Congress reject Obama's attack on Syria? Infowars.com. Very important breakdown there. President Bashar al-Assad's full interview translated into English on Infowars.com. And he says, first off, you've just got to show evidence we did it. We didn't do it. You're setting us up. It's a frame-up. And it just continues. New polls out with the vast majority of Americans, ABC News poll, opposing military strike on Syria. Now, getting into the really important news on Syria. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, can't say what U.S. is seeking in Syria. And he went on to say he doesn't know why this is going to happen. Because Dempsey said on record it's a bad idea. David Cameron rules out any further military action in Syria, even if there's new attacks. He's now said they're not going to be part of it. And you know why? Because they're not insane and they love their children. And they understand that Iran and Syria are going to launch missiles at Israel, and then there's probably a 50-50 chance, most estimates are, that Israel's going to start nuking people. And then, folks, the minute nukes detonate, it's over. You understand? It's over. But these power-tripping, demonically possessed globalists who literally bathe in feces want to bathe us in fire while they go down in their bunkers and laugh about it. Because they are psychopaths. They are nutcases who all need to be arrested immediately. But remember, none of this is their fault. It's all our fault, as Kerry said. Andelson, Bloomberg reports, new Obama ally as Jewish groups back Syria strike. the lobbyist and billionaire that gave $70 million to defeat Obama last year in the elections is now getting behind Obama, saying he needs to attack. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a really, really great idea. And it just goes on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, everybody in America is still obsessed with last week with Hannah Montana or whatever idiot name is now, Miley Curtis or whatever, bending over and being humped on. And again, folks, if adults want to watch that stuff, that's their business. This stuff is targeting young girls. The satanic stuff in the videos aimed at preteen youths is absolutely out of control. Just like the sex education that Obama's pushing for five-year-olds, teaching them how to... Well, I can't even say it to an adult audience. I mean, just you name it. They're pedophiles. They're devil worshipers. But we put up with it. Well, they're the federal government, and they say teach five-year-olds how to have anal sex. And everybody's like, well, yeah, if you don't do that, you're racist. Obama's black. So it's okay. Let the pedophiles teach your kids how to do all this stuff. We'll be right back with the key news on the nukes being transferred.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning down this one old song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering, the way they always do.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering.
By the way, way, Dave Mustaine's coming into town this weekend in Austin to play with Iron Maiden. And he's invited me out to hang out with those guys. And who knows, we might have an interview for you next week. Get Dave's take on all this. Dave of Megadeth, obviously. I love his new album, Super Collider. But, you know, it's hard to even enjoy stuff like that when all of this stuff's going on around us in the world that could absolutely destroy all of our futures. I mean, I can't even make myself leave the office now, even though I want to be with my children more than anything, because they don't have a future if we don't stop this. And as soon as I start driving down the road, sometimes I turn around and come back and I think of all the things I need to do, all the things I need to say, all the messages I need to get out, because history's happening. What we're putting out is actually being picked up by all the other big talk show hosts. And more we see it being mirrored, and that is the essence of changing things, is the spirit of truth getting out there, and we're a big part of that, and all the glory goes to God, but it's very, very daunting. When I start the next hour, I'll get into our top story that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer and why this is such a big deal. And I wish this source wasn't so good and wasn't a witness to it and wasn't so confirmed. I mean, I just cannot believe I'm breaking news like this. This is just unbelievable. And it totally freaked out the military people and the police that were there. And if you don't know why, folks, it's because there was no signing for the warheads. These warheads just disappeared off into trucks down the road. And the base commander was there to authorize it. And there weren't even supposed to be nukes at this base. And I know I just got into Skull and Bones and all that, but I mean, look at the Masonic Lodge in Michigan they just busted with an orgy going on in it. That's nothing, folks. Those are women. Those are guys, you know, consenting adults. I don't agree with it, but that's nothing, folks. Those guys aren't going to get invited to the higher level stuff. Masons didn't do stuff like that in George Washington's day. The Illuminati took over the Masons. The Masons go back to Egypt and to the wizards who were not Satanist. Solomon picked up on that afterwards. So you had the main colleges, which were agrarian and science and math and architecture, but it was also religious. And then you had the secret cults within it, kind of like the Jedi and the Sith, you understand? And so the Masons tend to get blamed for what the Sith are doing, but it's actually that the Sith, to use that analogy, use the Masonic Lodge to recruit out of. And that's what George Washington wrote. You can read his letters against the Illuminati from 1889. He died in 1800. I go from memory. You can pull those up, National Archives, signed by George Washington, scans of them. He battled the Illuminati. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. And you don't get entry into these clubs unless you're part of it. I want to tell you about Infidel Body Armor. InfidelBodyArmor.com stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47 to M4, 30-06, 30-308, more. Ceramic only stops 6 rounds. This stops hundreds. They have all sizes. Level 3 armor. Incredible pricing. Online catalog is amazing. InfidelBodyArmor.com or 888-608-6605. 888-608-6605. InfidelBodyArmor.com. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the books, the t-shirts, the videos, all the material. The Pro Pure water filters, that's what funds our operation. So fund us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.